Masechtas Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses a machlekes b'sham and b'shillel regarding how to darshan the pasuk of b'shafbacha uvkumecha about kriyashma when you lie down and when you get up. B'shamay Imrim, B'shamay says, Be'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru, in the evening when he says kriyashma at nighttime, he should lie down and recite kriyashma. Uvabaker Yeah, I might do it in the morning when he says Shema. He should say it standing, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ubishaf Bechav Kumecha. And when you lie down and when you stand up, and Beishamai translates it literally referring to the position that one should be in when saying Kriyashma. Well, Beishil, Beishil says, Kol Adam Kere Kedarkai. Every person should say Kriyashma in whichever position he is, standing, sitting, lying, or walking, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvalechta Chavadarach, and while you're walking on your way, If so, why does the pasuk say b'shafkov kamecha when you lie and when you get up? B'shashav bnei adam sheichvim u'b'shashav bnei adam aindim. It's referring to the time that people lie down and people get up, the time of when to say kriyashma, but not the position that you say it in. Amar Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said, Ani yisi babadarech. I once was traveling on the road. V'hitesi likreis kedivrei b'shamay. And I lie down in order to recite Kriyashma in the evening. V'sikanti ba'atzmi p'nei alistim, and I brought myself into sakana, into danger, by lying down on the floor in the middle of a travel. P'nei alistim, because of the robbers, I could have been attacked by robbers while lying down. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to him, Kedai ha'yisa lacha ba'atzmacha, it would have been fitting for you to have caused harm to yourself for doing such a thing, shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you went against the psak of Beis Hillel, you went like Beis Shammai to lie down. Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says that you can do it in any position, and there was no need, and to do such a thing, to go like Beis Shammai, it would have been fitting to cause harm for yourself, because we don't paskin like that. Mishnah Dalet. B'shachar, mevarach shtayim l'fana, ve'achas la'achara. The Mishnah is discussing the birchas kriyashma, the brachas that we say before and after kriyashma. B'shachar, in the morning, mevarach shtayim l'fana, we say two brachas before Shema, ve'achas la'achara, and one bracha after Shema. Uba'erev, and in the evening, shtayim l'fana, u'shtayim l'achara. We say two brachas before kriyashma, and two brachas afterwards. The Mishnah continues, achas arucha ve'achas katsara. The brachas that we say before kriyashma, one of them is long and one of them is short. This is referring to the phrase of baruch ata Hashem that we say in the beginning and ends of the brachas. So achas arucha, one bracha before Shema is long, that it both begins and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, v'achas katsara, and one of them is shorter, that it only ends with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Makim she'amru laharach, einu mishai lakatsar. And a bracha that Chazal said that we should be marach, we should say Baruch Atah Hashem, not only at the end, but also in the beginning. Einu mishai lakatsar, one is not allowed to shorten it and skip those words Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning. And lakatsar, if it's bracha that we're only supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha, and we're supposed to have a shorter bracha, Einu Rishai L'Arach, one cannot make it longer and add in the words Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning. And Lachtaim, if Chazal told us that we should have a chasima, have an ending of the bracha, and to end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, then Einu Rishai Shaloi Lachtaim, one's not allowed to take that out and finish the bracha without completing Baruch Atah Hashem. V'Shaloi Lachtaim, and if it's a bracha that does not require ending off with Baruch Atah Hashem, that's not how Chazal set up what the bracha was, then Ein Rishai Lachtim, one cannot add in on his own the words Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha.